My name is Alan Bouthillier. First name is A-L-L-E-N. Last name is B-O-U-T-H-I-L-L-I-E-R. I'm a resident of Lancaster, New Hampshire. My family and I own AB Excavating. I started out, I was born and brought up in Coos County. I started out with a chainsaw and a desire to raise a family and make a living in Coos County. Eventually, I started my own company. I grew from one cable skidder, and I've diversified into an operation that logs, trucks, does land clearing, and is heavily diversified and invested into construction. A major part of our business is the land we own. We own over 3,000 acres in the North Country. I'm here today to tell you that I support Northern Pass. Northern Pass is the type of project that helps companies like ours to grow and prosper. We hope to be able to land some of those local jobs that have been talked about. I have met with Bill Quinlan, Sam Johnson, and many others from Eversource. They have introduced many of us local contractors, some of the largest contractors in the United States. I feel very confident that they want local contractors working on this project and will meet their stated goal of New Hampshire workers first. There is a lot of bad information being put out from opponents about the jobs associated with this project not being good jobs or that there won't be local opportunities. Their statements are ignorant of the facts that those of us in the construction industry have already experienced with other energy projects. We're experienced the increased opportunity to do the work, experienced need to hire more workers, we're experienced the need to hire lawyers, surveyors, and the trickle-down effect of this work. I've hired more workers. They have located here, bought homes here, bought vehicles here, and raised their families here. As a landowner, I applaud Northern Pass for taking the time and the money to work with private landowners in developing their new right-of-way. As a large landowner, let me assure you, each year it becomes harder to pay the taxes and justify tying up capital in large tracts of land in Coos County. Whether you are hiking, hunting, fishing, or snowmobiling, I am sure that some people in this room take for granted the ability to freely cross private land for their own recreational enjoyment. And many of us that own these large tracts of land value our ability to provide these free access. This isn't the case in many states across the country where people pay to have access to private land. However, when these same people, our state elected officials and others, want to restrict our ability as private landowners to generate income from sources like this transmission line force it to be buried in roads and on public land only, we have no other alternative but to start charging for the use of our private land. And in order to do that, we'll raise capital and by charging for fees for access for snow machines, hunting, fishing, leasing it, which is something that is now for free.
I ask you to wrap it up, sir.
Yep. As far as the Coos County is 1,831 square miles, 1,171,000 acres. 594 acres of it is Northern Pass. 13.5 acres of it's underground, 436 acres on Wagner Forest, and 145 acres on land owned by Northern Pass. So in the grand scheme of things, it's a small impact on the total acreage of Coos County. I would like to also point out that the vast DC line in Vermont, it's the major DC line in Vermont, is a major north-south corridor for ATV snow machine use. And if this is utilized, it could be utilized here in the state of New Hampshire, which would increase the tourism here with ATVs and snow machines, not hinder it.
All right, sir, your time's up.
I support Northern Pass because I want this opportunity for my family, my employees, and my community, and I encourage SEC to approve this project as quickly as possible.
Thank you.